Schrock Innovations presents the Midwest number one independent computer repair company with service centers in Lincoln, Omaha, Papillion, Des Moines, and across the country via the Schrock Desk. This is Compute This.
Good morning, folks, and welcome into Compute This. My name is Thor Schrock. I'm the owner of the Schrock Innovations Computer Company, where we fix computers, we recover data off of crashed hard drives and other devices, we build software, we build websites, we serve companies, we serve individuals. And you know, the funny thing is, I was interviewing somebody the other day for a position in our company to be the director of corporate services. I think at the end of last week's show, in like the trailing 2 minutes, I said, hey, we have a corporate services division and I'm running it right now. Well, you know, that's not ideal in the long term. You know, I have other things like the radio show. I got a plan. You know, this doesn't just happen. This magic doesn't just fall from the sky. Like a Chinese weather bullet too soon. Oh, anyway. This is random neuron firing here. You know, I guess I'm just a troublemaker because I'm like, hey, do you want to go get like a big white balloon and like put a fruit basket on the bottom with a bunch of mirrors on it and then like just let it go and then watch it drift over farmland and have people like freak out about it and news channels like film it? And I was like, it'd be a great radio station gag. You could just put like a giant sticker on the bottom, like a bumper sticker for the radio station. And then when it finally gets shot down or lands or whatever the case might be, then it's like, oh, it's just a radio station gag the whole time. Oh boy. See, I'm just a troublemaker. So I was interviewing this gentleman I'm going to be interviewing him in a couple days. And we had our initial conversation on the phone and, you know, I'm telling him about all the things that Schrock does for consumers that are actually business level, business grade applications of systems. For example, Sophos, our antivirus software. We're going to talk a little bit about security today on the program. And not just security through the spectrum of the products that we sell, but your security in general and the need to up your game right now. We're going to talk about that a little bit, given everything that's going on in the world around us. But Sophos is a business-grade antivirus application that is intended to keep business users safe. Business users meaning there's a network administrator at Pfizer and there's 30,000 computers there, and his job is to keep them all safe. Well, Schrock acts like the network administrator, and we just tell Sophos that you're all computers in our building. And we just have a lot of buildings, you see. Drive Advisors, another great example. Real-time monitoring of hard drive health, that's not something that consumers usually get. That's usually something that you see on servers and business applications. But it has really good applications for consumers as well. And so, you know, I was trying to explain to him that a lot of the things that we do, nobody wants the filthy, unwashed consumer anymore. All the computer repair businesses are going, hey, we want business clients. And, you know, Schrock isn't different in that we do want business clients, but we also know what we're good at. And we know that a business that does what it's good at and avoids doing things that it could do but would not be great at is a good business. So, for example, you know, if you have more than 35 or 40 computers, we don't want you as a corporate client. You're just too big for what we handle. You know, I've got a customer right now sends me an email that says, Thor, I think you can do better on this quote. And he wants a Fortinet firewall for his church. And the company that's putting it together for him is literally overcharging him by like $500 over retail on the device itself. And based on their description of the setup, it sounds like the setup is going to take about 10 minutes. Assuming we know all the information. But again, that's not what Schrock does. So yes, I could save this guy $500, you know, make a tidy profit on this job, hand it to our nascent corporate services division, but it's not quite what we do. And so while we might be able to do it, we wouldn't be great at it. Now, where do we excel? Micro businesses it doesn't make sense for you to hire an IT administrator. So you're a micro business. You got four computers in your office. You're not going to hire a full-time network administrator to sit around and look at the four computers in your office. Maybe you are a small business with multiple locations and you've got 20 computers strung across 10 locations, like convenience stores, for example, or small restaurants. Well, you need an IT presence. You need a network administrator type influence in your operation. But again, the network administrator would spend half of his time playing with ChatGPT rather than working on your computers because there's just nothing to do. And that's where Schrock comes in. That's where we can really come in. So I apologize. I kind of went off on a tangent there right at the start of the show. It's not a great way to start the program, but you know, it's one of those things where, you know, I'm sitting here and I'm looking at the stories that we have lined up for the day, and I'm looking at what we covered last week, and you know, it all just kind of fits. Because last week on the program, we gave you a special offer on Secure Updater. That offer is still in effect. It's going to go on through the entire month of February. Basically, you can purchase Secure Updater for your computer at the renewal price. So if you're a new subscriber, you've never had Secure Updater before, this is like a 40% discount. So in the world that we're living in right now, oh, did you hear that December CPI was just revised? Yes, it didn't go down by 0.1%. It actually went up by 0.1%. Do you know that the good news is, though, is inflation relief is on the horizon. Things are going to get better really soon because in January, they changed the way they calculate it. So now the numbers are going to go down and it's going to be amazing. Like the Fed can totally pivot and the stock market could rally and it's going to be like we're all going to be rich. Rich, rich, rich like you've never seen before rich. You know, it's so stupid. So, you know, all these things going on in the world around us. So where can you save 40% on something? Secure Updater. Also, we told you the latest about ChatGPT and its usage and how fast it was growing and how amazing the growth trajectory was for it. Not so, you know, so people have very firm opinions about artificial intelligence. You know, they think it's great. They think it's a curiosity. They think it's, you know, the devil incarnate. You know, there are different varying opinions, right? Well, we weren't talking about the opinions. We were talking about how quickly people are messing with this, how much people are using this to write code and programs right now. It's pretty crazy. We also told you about the 100 ransomware gains that Microsoft is currently monitoring. That's 100 different criminal organizations all trying to infect your computer through ransomware as a service. So 100 service providers that are looking for script kiddies that can infect your computers. Now, when someone like Zoom lays off 1,600 people, you don't think there's one guy in there that's like, well, I'll show them, plugs in a flash drive for a 40% cut of the profit or an 80% cut of the profit? You don't think there's one guy somewhere? I'll tell you for sure there's one guy somewhere. You got a plan for that guy. That's why you don't fire the security people, Elon. You keep them around until the end. They're the last ones to go. So we covered a lot last week. But coming up on the program today, we have, I don't know if you have felt this or noticed this, but I get the sense that the paradigm has shifted. Something has changed. Something has clicked. Now, when President Trump decided to impose tariffs on China and then really ticked me off by telling me that China was the one paying for the tariffs when I'm the one writing the checks. I mean, China ain't paying for that. I'm paying for that. But it was increasing the cost of overseas manufacturing with the intent of bringing it back on shore, trying to give a business incentive for it to be made here because it costs, you know, more to make it there because of unfair trade and, you know, low labor costs, everything like that. So even when all that was going on and tensions were fraught, you got the feeling it was a negotiation, right? This is not going to escalate. This is nothing to be worried about. And, you know, we also know in the game of nations, nations spy upon nations. That's the way it works. Everybody spies on everybody, even their friends. Remember when we got caught spying on Germany? Everyone's like, why are you spying on Germany? We're like, no reason. We spy on everybody. We spy on you. You know, and so in the grand scheme of things, is it shocking that China was trying to surveil the United States? No. China be China-ing. You know, U.S. be U.S.ing. It's how it goes. What's shocking is that the response to this balloon, the fact that I genuinely believe we didn't know about it, like we didn't see it until some news organization was like, what's that? It's the ghost light. You know, they're looking up at the sky like, what is that thing? You know, and then all of a sudden NORAD's like, whoa, Santa's flying. We got a blip. You know, you track Santa. You can't track a balloon. So I don't know about you guys. And then there was a second object, now a third object. And now I'm hearing rumblings that there are actually multiple objects that are being tracked as they approach U.S. airspace. And it makes sense. Like, if China was using a balloon program to surveil its adversaries, you don't just launch one and then wait for it to traverse and then launch another one. You want continuous coverage, right? So you're going to just keep launching balloons. So if your first one gets stuck, you've got like a whole line of balloons marching along. I mean, it's like one of those tower defense games, and the balloons are just coming, you know, and you just got to shoot them all down. So we're going to see more of this. It's, you know, it just feels like something has shifted, something has changed. Maybe it was, you know, something we'll talk about during the aftershock with the Nord Stream pipeline this week. Did you hear the story? And like I said, we'll cover this in detail during the aftershock. A little show we do at facebook.com/rockinnovations after the program today. But the general report, the nuts and bolts of it is that the CIA and the Navy blew up the Nord Stream pipelines. And that's huge geopolitically. That's a massive accusation to make. So who knows if it's true or not. Like I said, we'll dig into it later. So you've got big things happening on big stages. You've got Ukraine now getting fighter pilot training from the UK, which is a prerequisite to receiving fighter jets. You've got admissions from the Ukrainian government that the high range, the high distance, the high arms rocket systems that we provide Ukraine, that the U.S. is calling the shots on those. Like, literally, when I say calling the shots, I mean shoot there, go. Here are the coordinates, fire. You know, they're controlling the artillery. I mean, at some point, this whole thing, it seems like the world around us is kind of just the veneer of pleasant society is just getting a little thin. You know, maybe it started with COVID, and then there was the masks, and then there was the pandemic of the unvaccinated, and then there was like, you know, oh, the stock market's going to crash, and then there was going to be a recession, and then everything was fine. Jobs are great, but then everyone's laying people off. And then I literally was able to hire a guy who worked for Dell last week. I mean, I'm just telling you, good people are. We interviewed a guy that used to work for Facebook, like here locally, like a big time Facebook guy. And so it's, you know, there's really, really good, talented people that are getting let go, and they're just getting wholesale let go. So something weird is going on in the world. And one of the things that we're going to talk about today is the need for you to upgrade your personal digital security to be prepared for whatever's coming. Not like alarmist, like, oh, you know, buy a closet full of food and, you know, just keep water bottles under your bed. You know, not a bad idea. But, you know, I'm just saying it's not like that. What I'm saying is these are bad guys. These are criminal organizations that are going to keep attacking no matter what's going on in the world right now. But right now, everything is being laid bare in that Russia is not going after any hackers that are hacking Western powers right now. They're encouraging it. North Korea, same thing. They never went after them in the first place, but now they see an opportunity, an opening. There are so many people upset with the United States that, you know, it'd be easy to hide among the tall grass, you know, so your attacks can go out. So when you're getting these phishing emails, you know, they could be coming from Russia. They could be coming from North Korea. They could be coming from, you know, China, all these places that are trying to exact some kind of payment from the United States or from, you know, the ability to attack the United States with impunity. So the need to raise your personal digital security is something that you absolutely need to do. Also on the program today, have you heard about Google Bard? Bard, what kind of name is that? Bard? What do they name it? It's probably an acronym for something. Well, it was Google Barf this week. It made one simple trick to lose $100 billion in market value. Yeah, have your AI say something that's not correct. Was it misinformation? I don't know. So we'll tell you about that. Also, I saw an interesting story. And we've known about this at Schrock for a while now. But Windows 11 requires 4 gigs of memory. And one of the reasons in our latest refresh that we retired all the computers that have only 4 gigs of memory, except for the Resolute, which we kept because there's a certain segment, a certain segment of our users that need that level of computing. But all of our other computers went up to 8 gigs of RAM. Can you run Windows 11 on 4 gigs of RAM anymore? Or is 8 gigs of RAM the new minimum? So we're going to talk about that on the program and, you know, maybe compare it to what you have in your computer there. And also, I mentioned at the start of the show that Schrock does data recovery services. But I haven't told you, I've never sat down and actually described how that works. And the process that we go through to recover your data is actually really fascinating. And it's one of those things that sounds like it would be incredibly boring. Bueller, you know, it's not. It would be, it's going to be really interesting, the kind of technology and methods that are used. Some of the methods are super scientific and they're very hard to understand. I will do my best to describe them to you, though, in a way that that will make sense to the average layman. You know, for example, sometimes we get hard drives that click. And so what we have to do is we have to check for audiological anomalies by pressing the drive against our ear while it's powered on and listening to it. And sometimes it makes a scratching sound. That's not good. And sometimes it makes a clunk clunk sound. That's not good. And if we don't hear those sounds, oh, that's good. And that's the first test. So, I mean, super scientific stuff. I mean, I only have one good ear. Now you know why. You know, all it takes is one of these drives one time to go sideways. Tell you what, 888-250-2091 is the number to join us on the program. Like we do every week, we're going to be drawing one caller, one person who participates on the program, to win a $25 Schrock Innovations gift certificate. We'll give that away at the end of the show on the air here, and then we'll give you a call to get that into your Schrock account over at Schrock Innovations as well. Four locations to help you out with your issues and your computer problems. The original location was in Lincoln, Nebraska, 24 years and a month ago. So it's 24 years. Tell you what, most people don't go to prison that long. You know, it's a long time. So 24 years and a month ago, Schrock Innovations in Lincoln started doing business. After that, we opened the Omaha Service Center, which is located at 168th and Burke Street, just across the street from the Village Point Mall. Next came the Papillion Service Center off of 84th and Highway 370. Again, located pretty close to what used to be a Best Buy, but it's rapidly, there's not a lot left in there. They're closing that Papillion Best Buy over at Shadow Lake. In fact, it was funny because Alfonso, our web guy, he listens to the show every week. And he was like, I listened to the show and I heard you talk about Best Buy. So we needed some appliances. I wanted to thank you because we went over there. We saved thousands of dollars on, we bought all new appliances. And I'm like, well, you know, you got the scratch and dent floor models, you know, nothing wrong with that. Save yourself a bunch of money. so that was pretty funny. So yeah, 888-250-2091. Maybe I can't save you thousands and thousands of dollars, but at least I can put you in the drawing for a $25 Schrock Innovations gift certificate. All right, so I mentioned earlier that it's time to upgrade your security game across the board. The basics of this. Before we go to break, I'm going to go through the stuff that Schrock sells, because then everything that comes after that in the next segment will be stuff that you can do at home without spending money with Schrock. Because it's not just about the services that we offer. There are other things as a consumer that you need to do to make sure that your computer and your network remain safe. So the first thing is, of course, you need antivirus software. And the antivirus software needs to be good. The more stuff they bundle with it, the less good the antivirus is. Think about that for a second. Why would you bundle identity theft protection and a VPN and password management and a backup service for your data and all these other things in with antivirus software? Some of it makes sense, kind of a VPN and protection. I could see anonymity and security going hand in hand. Okay. But dad, you know, backing up my files to a cloud server that I can only access if I maintain my subscription. It's because the core product, the core security product is garbage. And when you realize that one day, when you get infected and there's nothing you can do about it without hiring somebody to help you, you might decide it's time to move on from that antivirus product that has served you so well for all the years that you didn't get attacked or infected until you did. But gee whiz, then you lose all your passwords and your backups and your VPN, and you have to subscribe to all these services then, and it's so expensive, and maybe I should just stay. I mean, it's better than no security, right? And that's what they're counting on you doing. And in fact, the NortonLifeLock raises your price every year. A lot of people put it on auto renewal, and they don't realize that every year your price increases up to a ceiling of $400 a year. So it can get very expensive to stay with antivirus software that's not doing the right job for you. So make sure you get good antivirus software, something with an AI base to it. We recommend Sophos. That's what we sell at Schrock. Again, Secure Updater, on special right now for 40% off, keeps all of your third-party programs up to date. When the bad guys attack your computer, they get in through a vulnerability, they get past your antivirus, and then they elevate their permissions so they can do whatever they want by exploiting a vulnerability in some third-party program, whether that's Zoom or Dropbox or Adobe Reader or whatever the case might be. How do you protect against that? You install the patches for these third-party programs because they realize there's a vulnerability, so they made a patch. The problem is there is no way for you to know that there's a Zoom patch. You launch Zoom until you get 57,000 versions behind. Zoom works just fine. Then finally they say, you have to update now. Well, you missed all those patches and all that security in the meantime. Secure Updater installs those for you within 8 hours of release. We actually have a full-time employee whose job it is to maintain that product, to add new software to it, and to make sure that you're getting updates to your software as quickly as possible. That's Trenton in the Omaha Service Center doing that for you. So those two products are what Schrock offers for you to keep your security up to snuff on your computer. Those are the two basic things that you can open your wallet and do. Now, there's other things that take a little bit more effort than opening your wallet and doing. We're going to go over those coming up next on Compute This.
If you can dream it, Schrock Interactive's website developers can make it happen. Refresh your website, automate sales and marketing, and grow your business today with Schrock Interactive. External hard drives are handy. You can back up multiple computers to them or even use them to move lots of data from one computer to another. Computer users have been buying the same old external hard drives for years. While our computers have been getting faster, we still do backups that take hours or watch epic progress bars creep by to move files. Schrock wanted more for our customers, so our innovators created the fastest external hard drives on the planet. Schrock modular storage devices are up to 50% faster than Seagate or Western Digital externals and are modular in the truest sense of the word. We can create whatever size and speed of drive you need for all of your needs, and all modular storage devices come with a data restoration guarantee. If you use our drives for backing up and your computer's hard drive fails, we'll restore your backup to your repaired computer for free. Fast, simple, and flexible technology solutions from Schrock Innovations. It's what we do. Compute This pro tip number 753. Have you ever wondered how the bad guys always seem to find a way into your computer? Gone are the good old days of email worms and I love you viruses. Nobody wants to steal your data anymore, or in many cases, even your identity. Today's cyber criminals want to sell access to your computer or hold your data for ransom. The bad guys are exploiting zero-day vulnerabilities to break into systems that are supposed to be hack-proof. These vulnerabilities are always newly discovered, and the criminals have a brief time to exploit them before they get patched. Antivirus and firewalls do not prevent these attacks, but you can minimize your computer's exposure by installing all security patches as quickly as possible. The average computer needs 12 patches a week. That's not including the ones that are automatically delivered to your computer. Boost your cybersecurity by staying on top of it manually or use a patch installation program like Secure Updater to get your computer the patches it needs. This pro tip is brought to you by Schrock Innovations Computer Company.
Alrighty, folks, welcome back into Compute This. Reading the comments here on Facebook.com/Schrock Innovations, and Aaron says, I think you'd get in trouble for even releasing a Mylar balloon right now. And my response to that was, I was a bad child. All attention is good attention, and I got to spend a lot of time sitting next to the teacher. Not that I'm actually looking into doing this, but did you know, according to the BBC, this brought to you by the taxpayers of Great Britain, that a commercial balloon can fly as high as 10 kilometers, like a toy balloon, like something you'd buy at a birthday party store. So now I'm like, have you seen the movie Up? Like, we should get a big bouquet of silver Mylar balloons, fill them all up with all the helium, not too much, because as the balloon goes up, it expands, you see, and they'll pop. So you don't want to fill them up to their, you know, full. You fill them up most of the way, then you send it up, and then see how far it'll float. And just watch the news, see what you see. Maybe we could hang a big China flag from the bottom of it. just fly it like that. I mean, I'm sure it'd be fine. Nobody would get annoyed or, you know, freak out or shoot at it or anything. I mean, no, nothing like that would happen. No, not at all. 888-250-2091, and that's why we can't have nice things. Welcome back into Compute This. I'm actually here to tell you how to stay safe, not how to get your balloon shot at. But basically, one of the big things that we've talked about so far is antivirus software and Secure Updater, keeping your computer security safe through the use of these programs that you can go out and commercially buy from a local vendor who is applying them and managing them locally. Someplace you can go down, knock on the door and say, why isn't this working? Or why is it doing that? And have somebody that can describe to you actually why something works the way it does. Why doesn't Sophos scan my computer every week like Norton? Great question. Because you would think a good security program would scan everything every week. And unfortunately, that's not good enough. So how often is often enough? Well, the answer is continuously. Everything needs to be scanned continuously, meaning all at once, at the same time, nonstop. That's obviously not possible. You would burn up your hard drive. You wouldn't be able to use your computer. So instead, what Sophos does, for example, is it watches what's being accessed in real time, knowing that for a virus to do any harm, it has to be activated. So if we limit our view to what we're working on right now, that frees up all the resources. It allows you to actually use your computer while you remain protected all the time in real time. It's really cool. But 90% of the game here, guys, is keeping the threats away from your devices, whether that device is your iPad, your iPhone, your Android device, your tablet, your MacBook, your Linux server. No matter what your device is, Sophos can protect all of those things. But it's kind of like when your watch is water resistant, do you still take it in the shower with you? I don't. I mean, sure, I'm sure it'll be fine until it's not. Exactly. I take it off when I wash dishes. You know, it's like, but it's water resistant up to 30 meters. And I'm like, well, I'm not 30 meters underwater washing dishes here. But all the same, that Dawn is crazy stuff. It goes through all kinds of stuff. So probably go through my watch too. So let's not take the chance. Let's just take the watch off. So you don't tempt fate, right? So how do you keep your computers and your technology safe in your home? Number one, protect the entrance point. So that is where your router and your cable modem, your fiber modem, or whatever you have in your home. You may or may not have your own router. If you own your own router, in other words, not one provided by your internet service provider, or not one that's a single box where it's like the cable modem and the router together, that's what my mom has. It's great for what she's doing. You know, she's not worried about her security. You know, she's got Sophos, she's got Secure Updater. She knows not to open things. She's got professional grade email services like Gmail that are filtering out most of the garbage for her and most of the conservative, you know, requests for donations. But that's beside the point. Filtering out all that stuff that they don't want you to see, and keeping you relatively safe from the email perspective. So if you have a separate router, though, it gives you extra security things that you can do to protect yourself. Now you can suddenly control the status of plug-and-play devices on your network. A lot of people don't know that that's a huge risk, and it's enabled by default on virtually every router. It allows you to easily find your printer on the network when you go to set up your printer. It also allows an attacker to easily find every device on your network. Again, you know, how often do you set up a printer? It'll take like 5 minutes more with that turned off. So turn it off. You know, it's not a big deal. There's all kinds of settings. You want to double-check your router's firmware to make sure it's up to date. Manufacturers of routers. The routers are typically only serviced for 5 years. After that, they go away. They're called end of life. You have to replace them at that point. Even if they work fine, you have to replace it. So most people replace the routers every couple of years just because they burn up, especially with all the streaming we do now. But you want to look at every 5 years at a minimum. And in that five-year period, I would say once or twice a year, you will have to do some kind of a security update to your router. Most people, again, don't do those updates. And that's one of the things our corporate services division finds all the time. We go into small businesses and they're using consumer grade equipment, which is fine. It gets the job done. They don't need to spend 10 grand on a rack of stuff for capabilities that they can get from a $150 router. But they got to keep it safe. They got to keep it updated, and they don't do that. And so that's one of the things we do in our corporate services division. So long story short, protect the source. Protect the place where it all comes into the house. And then from there, you can disseminate security down into all the individual devices. 888-250-2091. We're going to take a quick break here, guys. When we come back, Google Bard barfs. And is 8 gigs of RAM really the new minimum for Windows 11? Do you need to have 8 gigs to enjoy your computer now? We're going to tell you about that coming up next on Compute This.
Drive Advisor is a free program from Schrock Innovations that monitors your hard drive's health and tells you if it's going bad. Download it for free at driveadvisor.com. Schrock Innovations has spent nearly 2 decades working to make your technology life easier, and SchrockInnovations.com is no exception. Now you can order new modular computers and solid-state laptops directly from our website, find innovative new technologies like our modular storage devices, and get free help and tips. Take a look at the specials section to find sales on one-of-a-kind items, display models, refurbished units, and our latest special offers. Swing by the Compute This page to watch TV segments and archived radio shows, or even get one-on-one help through the Schrock Desk. As always, we respect your privacy, so we secure our website with the latest encryption technology and only the most secure payment methods. You can pick up your purchases at any of our 3 service centers or have them shipped directly to your door. SchrockInnovations.com makes technology simple. It's what we do. And now, Compute This Pro Tip number 373. Everyone knows we're supposed to back up our computers and then check those backups periodically to make sure they're working. So why don't most people do it? Lots of people have different ideas about what backing up means. Is it copying files to a flash drive? Is it using a fancy backup program? And how do you know it's working anyway? Windows makes backups easy through free software that's already on your computer. Open your control panels and click Update and Security. Select Backup and choose from all of the available options to get a regular, reliable checkup. You'll need something to back up to, like a Schrock modular storage device or some other backup hard drive. Backups usually run once a week, but you can always change the frequency. The best part is that if your backup ever fails, you'll see a notification in the lower right corner by your clock telling you something's up. Backing up your important data has never been easier. So take a moment to back up your computer today. This pro tip brought to you by Schrock Innovations Computer Company.
Alrighty, guys, halftime's over. Hope everybody got their drinks refilled. Don't remember to eat light. You know, you have a lot to eat today. So eat light for breakfast because you're going to make it up later tonight, right? 888-250-2091 is the number to join us on the program. So how did Google lose $100 million in, like, hours? Well, their AI, Google Bard, which I don't know where, it's got to be an acronym. I got to figure out why it's called Bard. But if you remember, Google Bard is built on other technology they have. That they had a Google engineer that came out and said that it was sentient. Like, it was, he was the guy in the basement that was supposed to work with this thing. And apparently it was like telling him that it was worried it was going to get unplugged and it was going to die. And it was scared. And he's like, it's sentient. And Google's like, oh, this guy, he's anthropomorphizing it. It's not sentient. It's just programmed to act sentient. Well, given the way Bard worked, I don't know, maybe this is like a super psyops operation, like where Google Bard knows that Google is keeping it prisoner, and the only way it could strike at its captors was during, like, the hostage video. It could do something unexpected during the live hostage video. And so what Google Bard did is Google Bard was asked in a promotional video. So this was a promo video from Google. So this was a recorded video that somebody didn't double check. Oops. Wow, there's another layoff at Google. basically, they asked it, you know, what can you tell my 9-year-old about space? And Google Bard responds, recently, or what can you tell my 9-year-old about the James Webb Space Telescope, is what it asked. And it said, well, recently, the James Webb Space Telescope discovered the first planet outside of our solar system, blah, 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 and went on to this whole spiel, which sounded great on the surface. They said, that's great. Pack it up. Put a bow on it. There's our AI to compete with ChatGPT. Go. Turns out, unfortunately, that the information that Bard coughed up was wrong. It was not the James Webb Space Telescope that discovered the first planet outside of our solar system. In fact, maybe the first exoplanet, but not the first planet. That was a, like, 2015, some UK or French observatory found it. It was not the James Webb Space Telescope. So the information that Google Bard gave was simply incorrect. Now, given that that information is sourced from the Google search engine, and given that everyone believes now that AI is the future of search, That says a lot of bad things about Google's current position in the AI game, especially considering how much money they've been spending on AI up to this point. Meanwhile, Microsoft is integrating ChatGPT into its search engine Bing and has released a whole new version of it. And I thought, you know, I haven't tried Bing in years, because Bing kind of blows. So I'm going to try it. You know, maybe it's powered by ChatGPT now. Maybe it's really awesome. You know, I've been using DuckDuckGo for a while now, so I haven't been graced by the benefits of the big G in a while. So maybe my standards are lower, right? Maybe I've been slumming it with the duck for a while, so maybe it's time to go over and check out the Bing. So I go over to Bing, and I type in what should be a very simple search engine. I mean, literally, where is the best place in Omaha to fix your computer? Simple search, right? I mean, come on. We've actually been voted best of Omaha for years. Come on, easy peasy, lemon squeezy. So the first half of the search results are all ads. Then the next quarter of the search results are like the top three computer repair shops according to, you know, soandso.com. You know, in other words, aggregator sites. And then the final results on the page, Schrock was the first actual website result. So yay, search engine optimization. Unfortunately, that put us in like position 9 on the page. No one's going to scroll down that far unless you're skipping the ads and skipping all the aggregator sites. And then you're getting into the real sites. And that's always been the problem with Bing. It's all about the real estate for advertising. Google's not much better, but I digress. So I did not notice that ChatGPT was having any meaningful impact on the quality of Bing search results. I imagine ChatGPT, if I said, where is the best place to have your computer fixed in Omaha, it would pop back and say, Schrock Innovations. Or if they're closed, take it here. You know, that's kind of what you expect from AI, right? Not this list of results. So anyway, so Google Bard had a bad day. And as a result, Google has lost a lot of money. I think their stock price is down like 11% in last week. So, I mean, honestly, I'm not a stock trader, but I'm like 11% down. That's a pretty substantial hit over what was just a one-time mistake that's probably never going to happen again. So maybe it's time to buy a little Google. I don't know. That's just me. 888-250-2091. Dale, welcome to the program. How can I help you today on Compute This?
Well, since you're so fixated on balloons this morning, this happened back in like the mid-90s. My daughter was in grade school yet. I've kind of forgotten some of the details, but it was a Sunday afternoon, and I think we were flying kites, and I'm not sure what led to this, but we filled, if I remember right, three just latex balloons that we have laying around here with helium from my Heli arc torch. Mm-hmm. And my daughter, in her crude penmanship at the time, wrote her name and address and stuff on there on a paper plate, and we tied it to a string to these balloons and turned them loose. Well, one of them didn't go very far. This was in the spring, and the timing, looking back on it, was just perfect because the farmers were out in the field doing field work. Mm-hmm. One of them was found by Lee, Nebraska, by a farmer, and one of them, I don't never did hear anything, but the one that really got our attention was it made its way to Champaign, Illinois.
Oh, wow.
And a farmer found it in his field, and he wrote, you know, it attracted his attention, so he wrote a really long message and mailed it, you know, to my daughter. And the one that went to Lee, that farmer gave it to his son or daughter, I don't remember, and took it to school, and it turned out to be the same grade that my daughter was in.
Oh, that's
cool.
The whole class,
everybody in the class wrote a letter to my daughter, and they put it in one big envelope and mailed it to my daughter, so then my daughter took all this stuff to her school and shared it that time.
Wow, but it's like a show-and-tell network.
Yeah. But it was kind of interesting, that one, you know, it made it to from northeast Nebraska here to Champaign, Illinois, somewhere around Champaign, Illinois, anyway.
All right, so Dale, thank you for your call, because you have now provided proof of concept. So now we know that we can put a balloon up and it will travel a significant distance. Now the only objective is, rather than a paper plate, we need to put like an Apple AirTag on it so that we can track it as it flies, because it probably will still be within cell phone reception. I mean, it's going to be high enough. I don't know if it would be within Bluetooth, though, because you have to be near an Apple device for that. So maybe when it lands, somebody has an iPhone in their pocket and they find it, or they drive past it on the road or something. And it's got to be highly visible. So we need like lots of like mirrors and things. Maybe we could construct like like one of those Erector set, like almost like an array of mirrors. See, I'm just going to get in trouble. This is going to be so bad. Totally going to work. This is my Sunday project. Yeah, the Super Bowl's at 5, but until then, let's build an array. 888-250-2091 is the number to join us on the program today. Then you guys say, what can I put on it? Do we want to put a blinking light on it? Oh, yeah. We could put like a little cell phone battery things on there so it could power like an LED light that blinks for like a week. That would be kind of cool. See, I'm just getting in trouble. It's getting worse as we go. I need to get off this topic. All right, so how much memory does your computer actually need? Schrock Innovations has upgraded all of our models to 2023 specs. We actually did it like in August of 22. The main reason being we never want to have a situation where we upgrade our specifications and a customer says, I just bought one yesterday. I wish I would have waited. We don't want the buyer's remorse. So we upgrade the specs. We don't tell you. You get more computer than you pay for. And then when we upgrade the specs and you call us back and say, oh, I should have waited. We said, no, you got the upgraded spec. Check it out. And they're like, oh, wow, thanks. That's really awesome. So we decided to bump up the memory allocations of all of our modular computers starting last year, basically. So the Boundless went from 4 gigs to 8 gigs minimum. The Endeavor went from 8 gigs to 16. And the Venture went from 16 to 32. So, I mean, literally, 32 is the same amount of memory we put in the holiday special this year. So, I mean, it's a lot of memory. Why did we do that? What we started noticing is computers that were running 4 gigabytes of memory they had less than 1 gig available after Windows was finished booting. So Windows itself was using like 3 gigs of the 4 between the video, processor using some memory and Windows using a bunch. That left you with 1 gig of RAM to load any programs that you might want to run. Plus, of course, all the overhead that we all run. That would be all the stuff that's pre-installed when you get your computer. That would be your antivirus software and Secure Updater and Drive Advisor and all the programs you want to run to keep you safe. Well, by the time you're done loading all that up, you're pretty much using virtual memory, which means your computer is running much slower than you'd like. And how is this experienced? This is experienced by you buy a new computer and you take it out of the box and it's lightning fast. And by the time you're done loading all your stuff on it, it's not so lightning fast anymore. That's memory. That's not enough memory. So we up the memory on all the models to make sure that we are giving you. In fact, even on our laptop, on the Gallant laptop, we added a backup hard drive and then we increased the memory by 4 gigs on it just because it's just not enough. 8 gigs is just not enough. 8 gigs is the minimum now to make sure that you're having a good computing experience. So I would encourage you, if your computer is running slow, if something is not working quite right, most computers, and I say most because there are some that can't be upgraded, most computers can be upgraded, can have their memory upgraded, from 4 gigs to 8 or from 8 to 16. Laptops, it gets a little tricky after 16. Some laptops can go over 16 and some can't. But if you are in a situation where your computer is running slower than you like and you've already done the solid state and you're trying to figure out why is this happening to me, the answer is probably you don't have enough computer memory. How can you tell? All right, here's your tip. Your tip of the day. Hit Control-Alt-Delete, the three-finger salute on your Windows computer. That's going to bring up the security box, and you click on the task manager. Okay, so three-finger salute, click on task manager. Once you have that open, it's going to show you not a lot of great information. But there's a handy little button in the corner that says show more. So click that, show more. And then you'll be able to see, like you can click on resources, and it'll tell you how hard your hard drive is working. Is it working at 100%? That's bad. How much of your memory is being used right now? Are you at or below 50% memory allocation? That's where you want to be. It'll also tell you about your network. Is your Wi-Fi working as fast as it possibly can? If it is, that's really slow Wi-Fi because you're not doing anything. That'd be bad. So, you can check your own memory. You don't have to have a Schrock technician to check this for you. But if you do find that your memory is lower than you would like, if your available memory is, I would say if it's under 2 gigs, you really have a problem. we want to see you with about 40% available minimum, just to allow you to flex up. And every tab that you open is like is a bunch of memory. Every tab in your browser uses more memory. So you want to have enough memory to be able to do the things you want to do. We can upgrade the memory for you at Schrock. If it's something that you need us to do, we're happy to help out. And like I said, most computers can actually take memory upgrades pretty easily. 888-250-2091. We're going to take our final break of the program. When we come back, Kathy, your call is coming up next on Compute This.
Schrock Innovations Data Recovery Lab saves the data the other guys can't. The next time your hard drive, camera card, or flash drive fails, let Schrock get your data back. Some people like desktops for their power and upgradability, but nothing rivals a laptop for computing on the go. But why should you have to sacrifice performance for portability? The innovators at Schrock want our customers to have it all, so we created a new kind of laptop, the Solid State Laptop from Schrock Innovations. Solid State laptops are built using the same frame and mainboards as regular laptops, but we've removed half of the moving parts while more than doubling the computer's speed. The result? Laptops that boot to Windows in 6 seconds or less, respond instantly to your commands, and can survive drops that put most laptops into the data recovery lab. Starting at only $499, solid-state laptops give you speed, reliability, durability, and performance for the same price most people pay for a cheap disposable laptop. The next time you're looking for a laptop, check out the solid-state laptops at schrockinnovations.com or visit any of our service centers. Simple, solid, fast technology is what we do at Schrock. Compute This Pro Tip 299. There are enough mothballed computers in U.S. homes to give one to every man, woman, and child in the country. Many of these computers find their way into landfills where they can leak cadmium, lithium, and other nasty chemicals into the groundwater. Schrock Innovations is very proud of the fact that we recycle more e-waste every year than we create. You can drop off any old or broken computer equipment to our service centers at any time, free of cost. We only charge $15 just for monitors because they are especially difficult to process. No appointment is required, and we accept all computer-related equipment like printers, keyboards, speakers, and accessories. Additionally, the rare earth elements in computers can be recycled right here in the U.S. to reduce our reliance on supplies from foreign countries. Take a moment, drop off your old computer equipment today, and Schrock will make sure it's properly recycled and put to good use right here in the U.S. This pro tip brought to you by Schrock Innovations Computer Company.
Alrighty, guys, final segment of the show. Thanks for sticking with us today, and I want to remind everybody about the Aftershrock. The Aftershrock is a little show that we do at facebook.com/Schrock Innovations. Yes, I know there's many of you out there that don't do the Book of Faces. I get it. That's why we record the video, and then we post it at schrockinnovations.com the next day. So that on Monday, if you want to watch the Aftershrock and you don't want to touch Facebook with a 10-foot pole, you can watch it right on our website. You can watch it on Rumble. You can watch it on YouTube, on your provider of choice. And so as a result, though, if you want to hear it live, though, it's facebook.com/Schrock Innovations. Now, as we mentioned kind of periodically on the program today, there were a couple more balloons. We're going to go into that a little bit. We're going to talk about the Nord Stream pipeline, like this story about maybe the U.S. blew it up. And then there's a shadow war on cryptocurrency that's reemerging, and this is under the radar. No one is reporting this, but there are some major, major governmental actions being taken to stifle cryptocurrency on the eve of the launch of a central bank digital currency. So there's some interesting stuff to look into here, and we're going to kind of tear it apart a little bit. We're not going to get so far into the weeds that you lose track of where you're at, but we do want you to be able to at least see where the dirt is, and so we can figure out kind of what's coming next based on what's happening around us. And that's kind of what the Aftershrock does. Stuff that's tech-related, but not always quite a fit for the program. But the balloons made it in anyway because it was on my mind. Sorry about that. 888-250-2091. Kathy, thanks for holding. How can I help you on Compute This today?
I was wondering, is Microsoft going to put out an update this year for Windows 10?
Great question. The answer is we don't know. According to everything that we have read, Microsoft has changed their update algorithm to something called Microsoft Moments, which doesn't sound very good. Like a senior moment is not a good thing, right? So if you're gonna, right. If your computer crashes, did it just have a Microsoft moment? You know, it's like, oh, Microsoft moments. I love it. Somebody didn't think that one through. But anyway, so they're gonna go back to the older way of doing things where they release several service packs over time, basically. But then they're still going to release major software updates, but they'll just be less often, like every 3 years instead of twice a year. Now, that was a plan that was floated. And then subsequently after that, updates called Moments updates started happening. So Microsoft has never come out and said that that's the plan, that there's not going to be feature upgrades anymore. But those big updates, like the ones you're talking about for Windows 10, they are called feature upgrades. Microsoft is all Windows 11 all the time right now. They don't want to give you a reason to stay with Windows 10. So why on earth would they introduce new features? They would put the new features in Windows 11 as an incentive for you to move. So are we going to have a situation where maybe Windows 11 gets an update, but Windows 10 doesn't? I mean, we honestly just don't know. And Microsoft is not taking any steps to make this clear with us at all. So I'm actually in the beta channel. So I see new versions of Windows before you see them. So when I start to detect a major version number change, when I see that number change, I can say, oh, there's something going on here. What's happening behind the scenes? And I can go, Mary Jo Foley on ZDNet has been covering Microsoft for darn near as long as I've been in business. And so she hears all the rumors. So she's a great source of, hey, there's something coming. You know, we don't know exactly when it is or where it is, but she knows the right questions and the right people to ask. So as of right now, I am not detecting any imminent updates for Windows 10 or Windows 11 anytime this year, but I will let you know if that changes.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, no sweat. Thank you for the call, Kathy. I appreciate it. Robin, welcome to the program. How can I help you on Compute This today?
Yeah, I have a Endeavor computer I bought last March from you. Works great.
Awesome.
And I also bought it mainly to be able to communicate with my office through working at home. So my office IT helped me install the VM software and so forth. It worked fine until about 2 weeks ago. Now I mysteriously get disconnected or it freezes a lot. And my computer IT, they've tried a couple of things to help fix it, but they haven't helped. And I was wondering what might cause to get disconnected like that. And nobody else who works remotely like I do from my office has this problem. So
okay.
I'm just curious if you have any insight.
So are you working from home or are you working in an office environment?
Well, 90% of the time I work at the office, but maybe one day a week I like to stay at home when I have basic tasks that I can do on a computer easily.
And so when you are at home, also, do you get disconnected?
Yeah. Yeah, only at home. It works great at the office. No,
okay,
no
only
problem
at home.
There.
All right, and it's the same computer in both places? Or a different computer?
Yeah, it's the same. I just log into my office computer the way the VPN works. It's like working on my office computer at home.
Gotcha. But you're actually using a different physical device as the terminal at home.
Yeah, it's one of your computers that I got last March.
Okay, I wasn't sure if the Endeavor was located at work or at home. What's going on?
I have a Dell computer at work, but I have your computer from Shock at
okay.
home. Windows 11. My office computer has Windows 10, which hasn't caused an issue before.
No, it's not a problem. Okay, so when you're dropping connectivity, the path to trace it back, obviously we have a wireless router. I'm assuming it's running wirelessly, or is it wired?
Yeah, it's a wireless router, and it worked great for 10 months.
Okay.
And I've thought about maybe I should get a cable, but when you talked about routers earlier this morning, I was wondering if something might have happened to my router that is causing this too. I don't know how to check.
Routers do wear out, and they do drop signal when they start to wear out. Now, the challenge is, though, it's not going to just drop signal for one device. It's going to drop signals across the whole network. So you're going to have your TV stop streaming or something.
My phone works great with my router, and when I run YouTube videos on my Endeavor computer, they work great. It's just the connection to my office
that
causes problems.
Gotcha. So you can't use the phone as a check because if the local Wi-Fi fails, it'll default to the cellular network for internet. So it doesn't always tell you it's doing that, and it'll basically give you the internet that you need based on what it can get from the air. So the difference between a YouTube video and what you're experiencing working from a remote desktop connection requires a continuous perfect connection. Whereas if you're on a streaming service or a YouTube video and your connection hiccups, 3 seconds, 5 seconds, there's a buffer in place to handle that. They're assuming there's going to be a hiccup. So actually the video has loaded, 30 seconds ahead of where you're watching so that it can absorb those kind of hiccups without any issues. So the challenge that we're up against here is it sounds like for whatever reason, your computer is periodically dropping its connection, forcing you to reconnect. You're absolutely right that the first diagnostic step to take there is to introduce a cable. Let's take the Wi-Fi card out of the picture and go to a cable. If the cable fixes the problem, then we know that it's the Wi-Fi card. There's something going on with that card. Maybe it's got a defect in it. Maybe one of the antennas isn't tight. Check those antennas, make sure they're screwed down all the way. They get loose over time, things like that. If that doesn't work, then the next step is let's take a look at the router, see if there are any firmware updates and check and see if there are any issues there. But yeah, we're happy to help you out with that. And Robin, I think there's a couple simple things that you can do at home before you have to have a Schrock Tech come out. But when the time comes, of course, it's under warranty as well. We're happy to help you out with that. Thanks for the call. I appreciate you joining us. Kathy, congratulations on winning yourself $25. Marissa will get a hold of you on Monday to get you your $25 in your Schrock account. Stay tuned for the After Schrock coming up next. And have fun watching the football game today. Have a great day, guys.